talking about a leaflet that was bothering people in Listowel and Varna, PrettyFilipinasForPaddies.com, which is doing around. The leaflet has been placed on cars around the festival, and there was a lot of people giving out saying, you know, it doesn't work for us. Paddy Dunn is with the tourism group Listowel and Varna Fáilte, joining us on the line. Good morning, Paddy.
Morning, Ryan.
Give us a little taste of what the problem is here for you guys. What are you worried about?
Well, I suppose I'd say it kind of lowers the whole tone of Listowel and Varna. I mean, Listowel and Varna isn't just about the matchmaking festival.
Sure.
I mean, I know the matchmaking festival has gone on for almost 160 years, but I mean, Listowel and Varna has been giving out waters for nearly 300 years, you know, so what happens is it's lowering the whole tone of the whole thing.
Now, it's just, what is your beef? Is it the leaflet?
It's the leaflet, and I mean, it's been given outside schools, it's given outside, we run a local creche here as well, and it's been given out on top of the cars for that. My own children even would be looking at it coming out of school and picking these pamphlets up off the ground and saying, Filipinos for Paddies, why is your name on that? And I'm thinking, well, it's not just my name, it's just
you happen to be a Paddy.
But it's very derogatively for Paddies anyway. I mean, Ireland itself has been known about the world for being Paddies and mix and being this and that, and I just think my own view personally and people we've talked to around the town is it's very derogative towards Irish people in general. I mean, if it was a thing that it was Filipinos for Irish women, I'm sure there'd be a huge uproar over it.
So
especially the way it's looking at it.
Your concern is the word Paddies, is it?
Not necessarily, but that's my own view on it. But people around the town and local people and even visitors are saying, is this ye? Are ye doing this? And we're saying, no, it's not us. It's a crowd in from, I think it's Galway, the guy is from. I mean, number one, we have to go around and we have to pick up these that are just, people are taking them off their cars, they're throwing them on the streets. And this is every night of the week for the full month.
Would you not be
cars, so there's thousands of them.
Would you have a little bit of sympathy for the good people of the Philippines themselves to have this leaflet with Pretty Filipinas, as if there's one for everyone in the audience, sort of feel to it? It that would be, whatever about the Paddies?
Well, I suppose Paddies have thick skin, but I mean, it's really, again, I suppose those people in the Philippines probably don't even know that this has gone on.
Yeah.
And it's derogatory towards them.
Have you looked up the site?
I've seen it briefly this morning, yeah.
Yeah, and
I mean, they're offering visas for every part of the world as well. I don't know whether that's right or wrong. I haven't a clue.
The leaflet shows what I presume is a Filipina lady, and it says, Pretty Filipinas for Paddies, brilliant new, online, dating and relationship, romance tours, marriage and visa advice. And that's the leaflet. I don't know how where to go from there. But are you, you know, the Listowel and Varna matchmaking festival, is that not the same thing? Except that it's just for paddets and paddies. Like, you're just without the leaflet.
It isn't. The matchmaking festival is, one, it's an Irish tradition that goes back hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You
but
know,
but matchmaking goes back thousands of years. That's not an Irish thing, is it, Paddy?
Like, oh, it is, but Irish matchmaking. I mean, Listowel and Varna is the only place in the world or in Europe at the moment where you can practically talk to a traditional Irish matchmaker and get advice and help. Like, I know in years gone by, it was informal and it was proper.
Yeah.
Now it's different, but I mean,
but
this whole thing is way out of context for the whole thing.
Taking it from like a really cold business point of view, Paddy, you can see the sense of this guy going, okay, where in Ireland do people go to look for dates more than anywhere else, obviously, apart from online? The answer is, I would say, Listowel and Varna straight away. It's the only matchmaking festival in Ireland I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And I have a business that involves introducing Filipinas to Irish men. So I'm going to try and get more business. So I'll just go around and do a leaflet drop in Listowel and Varna. In a dispassionate, cold sense, that makes business sense.
Well, it probably does, but I mean, there's ways of going about it. I mean, he could have contacted the tourist office that we run and said, listen, I'm running this. Is there any way you could help us out? And we'd say, okay, well, let's see what it is. And if we say, we think it's a bit derogatory towards Irish, change the name of it or something, and we'll try and help you out a bit in it. I mean, we had film crews from all over Europe and even Japan coming to us, and they were asking us, is this part of the festival? And we're saying, no, it's not part of the festival. And they found us. Even French people who are meant to be the best lovers in the world thought this was extremely derogatory, especially towards Irish people in general.
So there's no leaflet saying, you know, fine French fillies for Paddy.
Exactly, there isn't.
And this is about pretty Filipinas for Paddy. I think from the leaflet, I just think...
I mean, your own view on it, Ryan. If you saw one of those leaflets, what would you think yourself?
I think it'd be a little derogatory towards Filipinas.
And Irish people.
No, I don't care about the Paddy's thing. That's a joke. So the Taoiseach goes round to Europe saying Paddy wants to go to Europe. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he shouldn't really. I mean, the whole day, that should be gone out the window, but look at it.
But I think it's true. I know what you're saying. But I think it's gone full circle. I think it's gone full circle. You know, it went from we were Paddy, you're Paddy, my dad was Paddy, you know, we're Pat. You know, but the name Patrick is distinctly Irish. Then it went to the building sites in England. We were Paddies and Micks, and that was derogatory. And now we're allowed to say Paddies in the way that gays are allowed to say queers and black people are allowed to say whatever they say. You can take ownership of it. So in that sense, it's no longer derogatory.
Well, it is. As a Paddy and as an Irishman, it's derogatory to me.
Do you not think that's a little thin-skinned?
No, not really.
Really?
I'm very thick-skinned, right?
Then I'm just surprised to hear you say that, then.
Very thick-skinned, but I just think this... I think your beef is
really not about the patties. I think it's that you think it's a bit... I think you have a taste issue with this thing.
I have, and plus the fact that we have to go around and we have to pick those up. And we run this all voluntary. Yeah. I mean, the White Hotel Group, Marcus White, they run the festival, but we're there in the background as... the face of Listenvarna. We try and promote Listenvarna all year round, not just in September.
But is it the case that these guys are muscling in on your business and you're just kind of unhappy?
No, it's not our business. The matchmaking isn't our business. It may have started 157 years ago below at the Victorian Spa Wells. That's where it all began.
Sure.
But it's moved on since then. We want to promote Listenvarna in a better way.
Yeah.
Listenvarna is a lot more than matchmaking. We have tours coming to Listenvarna from March right through to November every year. So,
what would you like to say to the man behind the website and the leaflets? What would your message be to him
this
morning?
Come and pick up the litter that you've left around the place.
And?
Number one. And number two, change the name a small little bit. It's derogatory towards Filipino people, as you said, and, in my view, to Irish men.
Right. So if he came down and picked up all the leaflets and put them in a bin, and if he changed the site to, say, I'm not quite sure, I can't come up with a...
I can.
Well, come on, what would you call it?
What would I call it?
Yeah. Come on, Paddy.
It depends what nationality he wants to put in it. I mean, what does he want to do next?
He only deals with Filipinos, so, like, help him out here.
If he's only dealing in Filipinos, I mean, that's a bit...
But you're only dealing in Irish women.
I'm not dealing with any women. I've one woman, Ryan, and that's more than enough for me.
I hope her name's not Patricia, is it?
No, her name isn't Patricia. My sister's Patricia.
She would take offence too.
She probably will.
I'm sorry.
No, but I mean...
Okay, back to business, yeah.
It is. To me, looking at the site and looking at that pamphlet, it's seedy.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you've got another reason now not to like it. So it's litter, it's racist to Irish people, and it's seedy.
It is seedy.
Okay, so you've loads of things wrong with this.
Loads of things wrong with it.
And you want your man to come down, pick them up, change the name, and...
No, he can call it whatever he wants, but I mean, I don't know whether a litter warden would actually find somebody. If I was walking down the streets of Dublin or Ennis or Limerick or Galway and I threw a piece of paper on the ground, I'd get fined 50 or 60 euro. How much is this guy going to get fined for all his stuff blowing off on the ground?
Do you ever see Irish men with Filipino wives?
Have I ever seen an Irish man with Filipino wives? I think I've seen one guy in the Late Late Show, actually.
I think I saw that too. I don't think I was presenting that time. I'm not sure. I have to check that. But it's not that common. I mean, it's there, but it's not that common. But I'll give you a text. Somebody says, Ryan, thank God someone mentioned the derogatory nature of the word paddy. It was always used as a generic insulting term for the Irish by the non-Irish. I hate it, and I find it akin to the N-word. Don't forget, no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. It's related to racism. Obviously, the leaflet is hugely offensive to Filipinos as well, but I detest when Irish people use the P-word. There you go. So you've a brother in arms there. or sister in arms.
Well, I think there's a lot of people in Ireland that would do it too. I mean, it is. And I mean, if Enda Kenny wants to go around and use Paddy's are coming to Europe.
Which he does.
Which he does. Well, I haven't heard him saying, and if he did, I'd probably pull him up on the two.
Yeah, let's get a clip of Enda saying that. We'll get a clip of the Taoiseach saying, you know, because he's used it publicly a few times. He says, you know, Paddy's not going to put up with this or whatever it is. It's part of his thing. All right, but look, Paddy Dunn of Listoon Varna Foilshe. I'm not sure if we're going to solve the problem, as it were, but it's funny because we started yesterday's show talking about Charlie Chalk and not wanting to employ foreign people and so forth as front of house, and now we're talking about Filipinas and then racism against the Irish themselves.
Well, if anything, Ryan, this guy who's done this website and these papers have gotten a lot of publicity out of it now.
For sure.
At this stage, because the whole country's talking about it.
So do you think...
But anyway, just to say to everybody in the whole country of Ireland, come to Listoon Varna. It's really... 1 month of September is the matchmaking festival, but it is a whole lot more than just that.
Yeah, well, fair enough, Paddy, and thanks for talking to us this morning, and good luck with the festival, and best of luck to all our friends in Listoon Varna. Thanks for talking to
us this morning.
Cheers, Ryan. Nice to talk to you.
And you, bye. The Nicky Byrne Show.